For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstore, something right has always been service, convenience, trust. Qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's March the 24th. We've got two guests today. But one topic. We're going to talk about the Boone County Foster Parent Support Group. And I want to introduce you to Nathan Schutz. Nathan's been with us before. Good to have you
once
again.
Good to be back.
Nathan.
Thanks for having me.
Last time you were here, we were talking about the Giving Tree.
Giving Tree. Mm-hmm.
Which went very well.
Yes, right. Yes. It was wonderful.
Christmas time. Then we have Karen Anderson. Welcome to Radio
Thank
Friends,
you.
Karen. Explain to people listening who may not be aware, what is the Boone County Foster Parent Support Group?
The Boone County Foster Parent Support Group gets together once a month, and it's exactly what it says it is. It's a support group for the foster parents in Boone County, but pretty much anyone who wants to show up who is a licensed foster parent or is working in that capacity.
Yeah.
We get together for about an hour every month. We do some training, and then we spend another hour just sharing some of our difficulties, asking questions, doing that supporting thing one another.
Yeah. Now, we were talking before we came on. You've got about 50 or 60 parents that are in the foster parent program.
That's right.
And they have the ability to come to this support group whenever you have the meeting.
Yep.
What is the benefit of coming to the support group?
The greatest benefit of it is just, I think there's a couple of different things that can happen. I'll let Karen speak on it once I'm done. But one of the things that I have found is that you normalize some of your experiences. You find out that certain things that happen are typical.
Well, something that happens to you and your kids also happens
yes,
to the other
yes,
family.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Or you get people who are like, oh, wow, that's never happened before. And it's, they get some ideas and some support on how to handle those situations.
Yeah. Can somebody listening, if they are not a foster parent, would they be welcome to come to this to get an idea of what it's like to be a foster parent in case they want to become one?
They would be welcome to make calls and consider coming because we discuss confidential matters. Foster children's privacy is protected, and so we really can't let other people in the meetings. But we certainly are glad to talk to them individually about the possibility of foster parenting.
Of becoming a foster parent.
Yes.
So, but what you do at the meeting, you're talking about confidential situations with the children.
Yes. With the children. Or they would be allowed to come to the training portion of it and then leave before we discuss the more confidential
right.
things.
So what goes on at the training portion?
We cover all different subjects that are important to foster families about attachment and about loss and grief. And
let's talk about that a minute. You mentioned attachment. I would imagine that if you're a foster family and you've had a child for, 3 months, 4 months? Is that the average length or is it longer than that?
The average length is much longer than that. But you can become attached in a very short time. But one of our main concerns is the attachment of the children and their ability to attach to other people because they come from situations where maybe they haven't had good, healthy attachments and good role models.
And then the kids don't want to leave their foster parents. Is that is that ever a problem?
It can be a problem, but it's not usually because a child's parent is their parent no matter how they've been treated. Their background is all they know, and so they gravitate towards what's familiar to them. And so our job is to help their little hurting hearts heal while they're with us and then move them back to the birth parent if they're able to go back. Or if that's proven to not be a possibility, then move them towards a permanent situation.
See, now, but just talking to you, I realize that this is a lot more complicated than it appears on the surface. Because the questions I was asking you, obviously, were not relevant to what really happens.
There is some attachment and some loss on our parts when the kids leave, but this is really all about the children.
Yeah.
This is about meeting their needs and helping them heal. They've come from hard places, and they need support. And the ultimate success in a foster placement is to work with that child and that family and have the children go back to their birth family. That's mm-hmm. ultimate success.
Yeah.
If a child moves towards adoption, whether it's at a foster family or another family, if the foster family is not a possibility, then that's the plan B. That's not the preferred plan. It's mm-hmm. a wonderful plan when it can come to fruition, but the ultimate goal is to get them back to their birth family.
Percentage-wise, how many kids go back to their birth family?
Just over 50%.
I believe it's 52%.
The other 50%, the goal is probably adoption. It mm-hmm. could also be guardianship by a relative or by another person who's in that person, in that child's life. And then there are a few that continue in foster care until they age out of the system. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones the state's really working with right now, is to give them the support they need. Because if a child who's had multiple years in foster care graduates from high school, we all still need support when we leave high school and mm-hmm. move into adulthood.
And are you saying when they graduate from high school, then they leave foster care?
They can. They do have an option to stay in for a couple more years if they're headed to college and things like that, but they have mm-hmm. to be willing to do that. Yeah. And not all mm-hmm. teens are.
Right.
And one of our goals at the Foster Parent Support Group is to encourage one another to and equip one another with those skills and ideas of how to best equip these children with some better patterns of not just behavior, but of emotional attachment and connection with the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Because in a best case scenario, there's always a challenge as a foster parent where a child will come into your home and in the best case scenario is for them to go back home with their biological family. That family may not parent, quote unquote, as good as the foster parents.
But they're still the biological family.
But they're still the biological. Exactly.
Right.
And so part of that is the ability to absolutely bond with the children when they're at our house. But we also, one of the things that I've found and other people have found at the support group, is that we get together and encourage one another in the midst of that. Because if we're emotionally unhealthy, if we're caught up in a whole bunch of other things, then how
it's
well
passed on to the kids.
Exactly.
All right. We're out of time for today. Obviously, we could talk a lot more about this. But if people want more information, what's the best way to get it?
They can contact me. My phone number is 573-825-7724.
Okay.
Or they can check out our Facebook page online. And where is that again?
Boone County Foster Parent Support Group on Facebook, mm-hmm. or they can call the agencies directly.
And that is
the Children's Division mm-hmm. or Great Circle. Great Circle mm-hmm. is a private agency.
Okay.
And the Children's Division is the state foster care system.
All right. Yep. Karen, Nathan, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank
pleasure
you.
Visiting
thank you.
With you. Tomorrow, Native Plants, and we're going to meet a local author who's written a book. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If there's something you would like to hear or see, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.